Hello, and welcome to the Academic Aesthetic Podcast for Tuesday, May 17th, 2005. I am your host, Aaron Smith. Alrighty now, let's get down to my first item of business here. Our theme music is My Piano Sings Part 3 by a wonderful person named John Hollowack. So be sure to check out the link in the show notes to his stuff on archive.org. He's got a lot of cool music on there that I sincerely recommend checking out. I was checking Podcast Alley and I found out that I'm in the top 10 now in the education section. That's actually exactly number 10, but wow, people are actually voting for me. There's no way that I think my podcast is anything close to David Warlick's Connect Learning podcast, but apparently right now I'm ranked higher than him. Now that I've said that, five people are going to vote for him and he'll rank higher than me, but I'm not going to complain about that because I think his is better. But I'm checking my feed burner stats, and I find out that there are at least 7 or so people downloading my podcast. This is awesome. The only thing that I'm wondering about is why. And it's sort of like a who are you and why are you here type thing. And I'm glad that people are liking my podcast. I'm thinking that's really cool. But I'm curious as to why you like it. What is it about my incessant, irregular ramblings that you find amusing and worth listening to? I would really appreciate it if you left me a comment about that. You could send me an email as theartguy@gmail.com if you want to keep it confidential. If you would rather it be viewed by other people, you could leave a comment at Podcast Alley in the education section. This is about to leave comments there. You could also leave comments on my site itself. My site address is http://academicaesthetic.andmuchmore.com. If you go there, you could click on the little comment section underneath the various postings and leave comments there. So 3 different ways that you could tell me, just let me know why you think that my site's worth listening to. I'd like the constructive criticism, more than just the faceless mass of listeners. I'd like to be in a little more one-to-one level with this, which is one of the nice things about blogging, where anytime in a good blog where you leave a comment, someone likes that, they can comment back, and you could get some really nice discussions going that way. That's why some people are calling it the read-write web instead of the World Wide Web. Because it's not just reading, it's not just absorbing information, it's absorbing it and then giving back. And I sort of like to see some of that on my site, too. It's a nice thing. Next thing. I was podvangelizing again today, which I sort of went into in a roundabout way. I found this interesting. I was talking with a teacher today in one of my buildings about music downloads, and I started talking to her about archive.org and Creative Commons and that type of licensing where you can download music and not get in trouble for it. And she was copying down the URL for the addresses I was giving her, which was kind of neat. I knew I had her attention. So then I started talking about, well, you know, you can also download educational lectures and conversations where teachers will talk about various things, and there's podcasts on history, and I explain what podcasts are, how it's just a buzzword where really you don't need an iPod. And she copied down the address for podcast dodges, she could find a bunch of them there. And hopefully she'll find a few of those that she finds interesting enough to check back for them on a regular basis, and then maybe she'll learn a little bit about RSS feeds and, you know, sort of like slowly get her feet wet in this and get more and more interested in it. And when I started out with listening to podcasts, I didn't use an RSS reader. I didn't even know what RSS was. But Leo Laporte was offering his stuff online, so I would download it as he uploaded it. I'd check his site on a regular basis to do that. And then he started talking about podcasting, and I figured I'd give it a try, downloaded an RSS reader, and went from there. So I think a problem that a lot of us have, those of us who are into podvangelizing and getting the word out about how a podcast could be used in the educational environment, I think you get too hung up on explaining all the technical stuff right away. And that really turns people off, because if something is too complex, they're not going to want to deal with it. Unless they're like some of us are and we're uber geeks. But for the most part, you got to follow the KISS principle. Keep it simple, you know, the rest. So just tell them about, okay, it's educational audio files. You give them a listen. They're pretty cool. And then they start getting into the rest of it. I think that'd be a cool idea. Now, I'd like to take a little bit of time to talk about performance. A lot of times people think about performance, they would usually think about, well, the theater, or how well an athlete performs during a given task, or how well students perform in the classroom. But when I think about performance, I'm usually thinking about the teacher's presentation. If you just stand up there and lecture to the students, you're going to lose most of them. Even if it's something that they all know they need to have, if you just stand up and drone on about whatever you have to talk about, you're going to hear the repeated thud of foreheads hitting the desk as they all fall asleep. Anyone who spent 5 minutes in a classroom knows this. And yet teachers continue to lecture. It's just a programmed thing for us where we have this information, here's the information, here's the test. When I go into a classroom, and this might be because when I was in college I roomed with a theater major for most of the time, or it might be because of how I've seen my father do stuff at historical reenactments, because that's something else that we both like to do. But I try not to lecture too much. It is a performance. You have to change the pitch of your voice. You have to sound excited about your subject. Give them cool facts. If I teach a lesson and I don't have my kids go, cool, or ugh, gross, or get some type of reaction out of them, if I don't have them do that, then I feel that I'm not really reaching them as an audience. And if I can reach them as an audience, then I can pretty much teach them whatever I want to teach them. Fortunately, most of what I want to teach them fits along with our curriculum, so I don't get in trouble for anything. But, you know, I'll dance around the room, I'll yell, I'll holler, I'll jump. I've been known to do a pirouette and twirl around on occasion. Now these fit in, believe it or not, these actually fit in with what I was talking about at the time. I know it's hard to believe, but this is an elementary school and they learn all kinds of stuff, so it did fit in with the context. And, you know, sometimes I'll even just talk in a silly voice. If I'm handing out paper and I want them to differentiate between the big paper and the little paper, and we're doing something on the big paper, then we're doing something on the little paper, I'll say, well, this is the big paper, and, well, this is the little paper, and, you know, it gets their attention, they get a little chuckle out of it, but they remember. And in high school, I've seen a lot of teachers, now that I am one, and when I was in high school, both, I've seen a lot of teachers that don't perform at all. So, if you're a teacher and you're listening to this, next time you get up in front of a bunch of kids, think about how well you're performing. And I don't mean teaching the curriculum, although it is a part of it. I don't mean how well you're behaving, although you're not supposed to throw spitballs at the students. The administrators sort of frown on that. I'm talking about being theatrical to get their attention in a good way. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap this up right about now. This has been the podcast for May 17th, 2005 for the Academic Aesthetic. To contact me, give me that constructive criticism I crave, I really appreciate it if you either sent me an email at theartguy@gmail.com, went to my website at http://academicaesthetic.andmuchmore.com, or went to podcastdiet.com, checked out the education genre section, and left me a comment there. Or if you so choose, you can even vote for me. I'm not going to really beg for votes right now. I think that I am rated higher than I deserve at the moment. But any and all comments are welcome. So, until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.